A very important technique that every family needs to embrace in one way or another is the technique we've developed called the break. The break is not time out as we've illustrated in the book, but the break is really a way of transferring responsibility to the child to settle down and be able to work on the problem. It's a very important technique because it, one, transfers responsibility to the child, but it also helps pull down some of the emotional intensity that often happens in the correction process. So children need to be able to pull back instead of push forward. The break is going to help them to do that.
The break is helpful on so many levels. First of all, it helps the child to settle down so they can think clearly again. Often children are overwhelmed by emotion. They start acting on their emotion, and they're not really thinking about their actions or contemplating what to do. They're just acting out of that emotion. And so the break teaches them to pull back, settle down, and let's think about the right response here. So that's so helpful for children to learn to do in the midst of emotion. It's not easy, but that pulling back gives them the ability to think more clearly.
This is probably the technique we've developed that's received the most praise, is the break, because it really has a strong impact on the dynamic in family life. It happens to also be the technique that is the most difficult to develop. So we get a lot of pushback on this particular technique because it's hard. It's counterintuitive to pull back instead of push forward. Kids want to push forward and solve the problem with anger, and as they do, then they want to be more intense, and it creates a problem. So it's counterintuitive for children to do this. It's hard for them to learn. Many children resist the break. It takes a lot of work to put it into practice in your home.
But we know it's so worth the time and investment, the energy you put into this, because it's a skill that's going to help children for the rest of their lives. This is not just an activity, a tool for preschoolers. It's not just for elementary age children. It's for any age, child or adult. We all need the ability to pull back when life's getting intense, whether by our emotions, we're overwhelmed, whether it's anger, or maybe we just don't know what to do, we start doing the wrong thing. The ability to pull back and settle down is key. And so as we teach it to young children, we're equipping them for the rest of their lives. Even as parents, sometimes we need a break. We don't know how to respond in a situation. We may start doing the wrong thing. We've got to be able to pull back and settle down, think it through more carefully, and then respond. So that's what we're teaching to young children, to elementary age children, teenagers. They all need to learn how to take a break and have the self-discipline necessary to implement that in their own lives.
One of the things that makes the break work well is that it's not a sentence that a child receives for a crime they've committed. We're not giving them 3 minutes for a 3-year-old or 5 minutes for a 5-year-old. What we're saying to the child is, you need to come back when your heart is settled down. What we've done here is we've transferred the responsibility to the child now, so the child is part of the correction process. Kids learn something very important through the technique of a break. It's not the technique that makes it work, but it's the concept behind it that really is powerful. Because children who are used to exploding or pushing forward or using their anger to solve their problems or whatever end up with some significant habits in life. What we're saying is, we're not going to continue those habits. We're going to pull back. We're going to use a break to settle down. And over time, the break time, or the length of time in the break, usually decreases for the child. It is true that children often resist, but it's something we're going to push forward in family life to teach them how to use it, because it's going to help them for the rest of their lives.
One of the things that makes the break difficult is that it requires self-control on the part of the child to pull back and settle down. Instead of pressing on in their situation that's difficult, they need to pull back and settle down. That in and of itself requires self-control. But we're developing character in the child's heart just by teaching them the break, teaching them that sometimes you need to be more self-controlled. You need to pull back and settle down. So that break develops the character in their heart that they're going to need for the rest of their lives.
You want to keep calm yourself. You want to be firm with the child. And you want to practice a lot. The child who doesn't know how to take a break needs practice. And sometimes that practice takes place at non-disciplined times, that we're going to take a break just to practice and get the routine down before we implement it during stressful times. Over time, children are learning that the problem of their emotional intensity is their problem, not a parent's problem, and that they must control it in order to be effective in relating to others or moving forward. So what we're teaching children is how the break is an important part of their repertoire of handling conflict, handling emotions. It's not a punishment. It's just a way to teach them to pull back instead of push forward.